Hi, this is Lori McCabe from the SMB Group, and today I'm talking to Ron Hyde from Dell. Ron's an enterprise technologist and has a strong background in mobile management and security. And Ron, I'd really like to get your perspective on what small and medium businesses need to be thinking about as they mobilize their businesses.
Oh, I'd be happy to talk to you about that, Lori.
Great. Well, you know, we recently, here at the SMB Group, we recently completed a survey of about 750 small and medium businesses, and we asked them a lot of questions about how they're using mobile solutions in their businesses. And, you know, we found it interesting that while SMBs are increasingly taking advantage of mobile solutions to help improve productivity and provide better service to customers, many don't have really a program or tools in place to manage and secure their mobile apps. So I'm interested in knowing what you're hearing from your Dell SMB customers about how they're using mobile solutions and what are some of the challenges they face in managing them.
So that's a great question. Our SMB customers are embracing the consumerization of IT devices. And simply what that means is that employees are bringing their own personal devices, such as iPads, tablets, and so forth, into the workplace. And it's simply good business because we want to go ahead and embrace these new technologies, but at the same time, it's adding a layer of complexity for the IT department to manage these devices at the same time. There seems to be a new attitude in adopting a mobile strategy for the consumerization of IT. And a couple of these attitudes would include flexible working arrangements where companies want to bring in the latest talent and best talent by embracing these new technologies. But that includes bringing in a layer of complexity that IT needs to manage those. Also, a new attitude would be a work-life balance that increases productivity and allows employees to access data anytime, at anywhere. And the third is an environmental impact that we're all aware of to reduce the amount of infrastructure we're hosting employees on site as opposed to having them work from home. All this adds into a layer of complexity that IT needs to address.
Right. You know, we definitely are seeing the same thing, and especially in the smaller businesses, the bring your own device to work thing is really a very frequent choice for a lot of these businesses. But you know, it's nice to let employees use what they want on the one hand, but on the other hand, you've got to manage all that variation. But anyway, in this study, we also found that a lot of the small, medium businesses already provide mobile access for their employees to use, you know, your typical kind of collaboration apps like email, calendar, contacts. So that's already mainstream. But the area that a lot of them are really looking to mobilize now for their employees are the business apps, things like CRM, social media marketing, expense management, time management, field service. Are there any considerations that come into play that are different when you want to create mobile business apps as opposed to productivity apps?
Absolutely. There are several areas customers need to focus on when providing mobile applications to their employees. So let's look at several of the top areas that they need to consider. First of all is security. The ability to implement a policy on your mobile workforce is critical to protecting that precious data. These are the keys to the kingdom with any company, regardless of their size. Also, one of the hazards of a mobile workforce is the risk of losing that device. Having the ability to remotely locate and wipe that data should be looked at not only as a nice-to-have, but an absolute requirement. And when I refer to a policy, I'm referring to a written procedure within the company that gives guidance to the employees on the use of those devices, as well as how those devices are secured for use in the mobile workforce. Another thing to look at is effectively managing the mobile device within the environment. It all starts with keeping an accurate inventory of the devices that the IT department is responsible for and connected to their environment. Also making sure that those devices have an unlock code installed, and if not, some type of automation to put that lock code on those devices to prevent them from being used by an unauthorized person. And then finally, the ability to prevent unapproved software from being installed on these devices that are connected to the SME or the corporate IT environment.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the last thing to consider is an expense management for the telecom expenses within an IT department. This is usually overlooked, but can very easily become a large expense, especially in an SMB environment, and with different roaming charges and bandwidth use policies can really drive up the cost.
Yeah, we definitely found in our study that the biggest obstacle and the biggest concern about mobilizing the business is around the cost of the data and voice plans. And, you know, there are a lot of people out there, a lot of companies that, you know, especially with the bring-your-own-device and bring your own service, I guess, they're not really taking advantage of any kind of volume discounts or shared pooling or things like that. So I definitely hear you on the expense management. But Ron, these are a lot of things to look after and manage and take care of. And, you know, as you guys know, most SMBs don't have a lot of people to do that kind of job. So how can they, you know, realistically get this done?
You know, it seems like an overwhelming task to take on, but it's absolutely critical that our customers start embracing some type of mobility strategy. And don't feel like you're at it alone. We're always here to help. The experts here at Dell provide guidance and strategies to manage these mobile devices, as well as affordable solutions to implement in any size type of environment.
Okay, and we'll put a link up with the podcast so that we can, you know, at least point people to some of those resources. Now, the other big area that I just wanted to touch on with you was, you know, we talked a lot about these employee-facing apps, but what about the customer-facing applications and mobile-friendly websites? In our mobile study, we found that in a lot of cases, SMBs' use and plans for the customer-facing mobile apps are even more aggressive than for employee apps. They really want to use these apps to drive business, to grow their business, because they can give their customers a way to do the research and shop and buy their products and services. So what kinds of management and security precautions come into play when providing the customer-facing apps?
So let's take a look at some of those, and we'll start off with security first. And nothing's going to damage a company's reputation or their ability to conduct business faster than a security incident. So our SMB customers need to ensure that they don't expose their customer data or their customers to any undue risk. Do not overlook the fact that sensitive data can be stored or shared on Wi-Fi networks or mobile hotspots that they may connect to. So let me
expand on that. So what do you mean? What do you mean about that?
Yeah, let me expand on that a little bit. For instance, if you're at the airport or at Starbucks and you see an open hotspot that's labeled free Wi-Fi or something to that effect, you're going to be very tempted to connect to it, pull your data down through your application, and then move out throughout your day. but oftentimes these Wi-Fi hotspots are not associated with those vendors. They're actually rogue connections specifically set up by people to harvest data and then take that data for any other nefarious reasons. So rule of thumb, when you connect to a Wi-Fi, make sure it's asking you to authenticate to that vendor, being through the airport or mall or coffee shop. And it's usually going to ask you for an access code that's given by that vendor, as opposed to simply connecting to a Wi-Fi hotspot and then passing right through and able to connect to the Internet. So you want to keep an eye on that type.
Yeah, no, I definitely hear that. That's important. And what else on the customer-facing apps? Is there anything else they should think about?
Absolutely. You want to think about application functionality or the end-user experience when you're providing these applications out to your customers, making sure that the applications function correctly regardless of the operating system, meaning if it's on an iPhone or an Android device, as well as taking into considerations on how those devices and that application is connecting, meaning is it over Wi-Fi or is it on a 3G cellular connection, to make sure that the application behaves as expected.
Okay, that you know, that kind of testing sounds really important. But again, you know, are there services out there to help the smaller companies do this?
Absolutely. We at Dell can definitely help with that, to provide any type of consulting or best practices when starting the journey of developing your own applications. Again, don't feel like you're going at it alone. We can help as little or as much as you need.
Okay. You wanted to touch on quickly that end-user experience. Are there ways that the SMB can monitor that so they can see if there are problems?
Absolutely. There are best practices when designing a mobile application, and those are readily available on several of our websites, as well as technical websites on the Internet. The best place to start would be to go to the Dell Tech Center website, and we'll have that listed later on our blog.
Okay, and of course they can also buy, you know, kind of off-the-shelf mobile apps from their application vendors a lot of times. So, you know, for instance, if they're using an app from Intuit or Sage or SAP or whoever, there's usually mobile apps that are more out of the box if they don't want to go to that extent themselves, right?
Absolutely. So through the App Store with iPhone and Google Play with Android, a lot of these applications can also be downloaded and they're referred to as commercial off-the-shelf or COTS products that have already gone through testing and verification for functionality.
Okay, might be the best option for a lot of the small companies I know anyway. So, you know, just to wrap up, based on our study, you know, there's no doubt in my mind that businesses of all sizes really want to use mobility to boost their internal productivity and also to grow their businesses. So as their, you know, reliance on mobile solutions grow, can you just give us, in a nutshell, what areas Dell can help in to make sure that they can manage and secure these apps?
Absolutely. So we have a mobile device management solution that will provide a lot of what our SMB customers are looking for security and management of these devices that are connecting to their infrastructure. So provide everything from monitoring to management, as well as application control and security.
Well, that's great. And as I said, the you know, obviously you've got a lot of content on the Dell website. I don't think we'll read off the whole URL here, but we'll put up that URL as a link in our podcast. So, Ron, it was great to talk to you today. Thanks so much for your time and for all the knowledge that you share with us today.
It was a pleasure to talk to you today.